Three glamping shepherd's huts can welcome visitors to Calderdale, planning councillors agreed. They approve plans to allow a change of use of land at the Shore South New Road, Totmorden, to enable the timber-walled, iron-roofed huts to be placed at the rural spot. Chris Dewhurst had applied to Calderdale Council seeking permission to make the change, including associated parking and storage space for both cycles and bins. The Council's Planning Committee heard the number of huts was less than in a previous proposal, and they were smaller and taking up less countryside in this case. 10 objections were received to the plans, expressing concerns about highway safety with increased traffic, flooding worries, noise and light pollution, and the effect on wildlife and the environment. There were also 5 letters of support, arguing that Visit Calderdale backed the plans. The town has good public transport links and the huts would attract walkers and cyclists. Todmorden Town Council supported the application once a condition to guard against flood risk was included in any agreed permission. Planning officers recommended the proposal should be approved and councillors agreed. Councillor Paul Bellinger, Lib Dem, Greekland and Stainland, said, "It's great to see things like this springing up in and around Calderdale. It is good for the economy. It will bring people into the area." Councillor David Curtin, Conservative, Hipper Home and Lightcliffe, agreed and said it was similar to another plan recently approved, which is bringing tourists in. Answering questions from councillors on behalf of the applicant, Neil Priestley said the huts would have heating and could be used all year, with a target market of walkers and cyclists active all year. He also said overnight visitors tend to spend twice as much as day visitors. "We're really confident this small-scale development, delivered correctly, will fit in well with the conservation area. It will be monitored so we don't disturb any of our local residents. We think it would be a really valuable addition to Todmorden and Calderdale, bringing more visitors in and whilst they are there, staying longer and spending money," said Mr. Priestley.